Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Warning. Pastor Scheidbach is not politically correct, and even more shocking, he is a Christian who uses the word God and prays in Jesus' name in public. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, brain masseur, spokesperson for God, Captain America's sidekick. Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the ladders in the church belfry arch that signal the enemies on the march. An enemy who would steal from us our liberty. Missing Judeo-Christian morality yet? If you have a serious conversation about truth, situation, ethics, or other questions of morality with anyone less so, say, 25 years of age, you'll likely become nostalgic. Did you know that there are companies that offer prostitution services under the facade of escort services? Of course you knew that. Just like you know that some of the massage parlors in your town are actually fronts for prostitution. It used to be that only a few people would know about this sort of activity taking place in a respectable town. Perhaps police officers, others working in vice, those who work with broken families or provide counseling, and, of course, those who provide and those who partake in that sort of thing. It destroys families, my friends. It increases transgressors among men. Bible thumb alert. Bible thumb alert! A whore is a deep ditch. The strange woman is a deep pit. He that is abhorred of the Lord shall fall therein. Her steps take hold on hell. She'll bring a man to a piece of bread. She destroys families and robs children of their daddies and mommies. And yet the whore eats, wipes her mouth, and says, I have done no wickedness. Oh, yeah. And that is one of the key problems with this business. It corrupts the conscience. Something natural and instinctive in a man and a woman inclines them to begin forming a sense of possession of their partner when sex has been introduced into the relationship. Now, listen up. You're going to find this interesting. Emotional bonding is intensified, and a sense of ownership of exclusive sexual privileges quite naturally develops between two people who have engaged in sex. And this is the way the Creator intended that it should be. Bible thump alert! Bible thump alert! In marriage, the Bible says that, quote, the wife hath not power of her own body, but the husband. And likewise also the husband hath not power of his own body, but the wife. You'll find that in 1 Corinthians 7:4. The act of sex bonds two together so that they become one. Remember that line? 1 Corinthians 6:17-19 makes that very clear. This physical bonding begins a process of emotional, intellectual, and spiritual bonding that causes a man to instinctively reckon that the body of his partner is under his power now, and the exact same thing occurs in a woman. She begins to sense and to have in her heart a certain expectation of right to the exclusive sexual interest of her partner. And this goes both ways. Both instinctively sense that their sexual partner has a right to expect fidelity from them. And it's the same way on both sides, whether the man or the woman. And it's natural, unless it's been perverted. Well, anyway, when someone breaks away from these natural instincts and acts contrary to them, it breaks down this natural bonding mechanism put in place by the Creator. And it has the effect of weakening marriage. And actually even goes so far as to create a sense of disassociation and inability to bond and to connect with society at large. God designed the man and woman to join together and become one flesh. This is the foundation of family, which in turn is the foundation of society. Weakening the one weakens the other. It is well known that married men and women live longer and happier lives, generally speaking, and provide stability in society. Many women who do not marry tend to be less stable. It's not an, you know, universal, but there's a tendency to find among single persons less stability, less maturity, a tendency to be more inclined toward living selfishly. It's just the way it is. And the same is true of men and women who fool around, by the way. They tend to be less stable, less mature, less able to handle the pressures of life. And, of course, they do not provide a stable environment in which to raise children, which is the ultimate point. The bottom line is that marriage bonding is a natural process designed by the Creator to form family units that are strong and stable and nurturing environments for children and for society as a whole. Sleeping around, as it's euphemistically called, committing adultery, defiles the marriage bed, interjects all sorts of dark suspicions into the relationship, compromises the ability of the partners to complete the bonding God designed for them, exposes the children to alienation between their parents and distraction from their needs. It is a mess. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you what got me onto this topic. Well, you see, there's this so-called dating service that is advertising its services on TV and is actually promoting adultery. Oh, yeah. Targeting men and women who are married, especially, and they're encouraging disaffection with their marriage and encouraging them to step out on their husbands and wives. Now, this ad that has been aired on CNN, ESPN, NBC, and even Fox, by the way, and on Fox of all places on Hannity's show. Unreal. I know, learning that Fox is dipped into the sewer is like learning that your favorite golf hero is a womanizer. But anyway, but no kidding. Now the nets, short for networks, are being used to snare men and women into marriage-destroying and life-destroying behavior. Oh, and that thing about the soul burning in hell, that might be something to think about, too. The business advertising on MSNBC, CNN, ESPN, and Fox has a cute little slogan, quote, "Life's short, have an affair," end quote. The stated purpose of the dating service is to, quote, to help married people cheat on their spouses, end quote. They have some interesting ads. One I saw online depicted a husband in bed with an obvious overweight and, shall we say, less than appealing woman who wakes him with her snoring and, apparently revolted by her, he climbs out of bed. Now, we learn this unfortunate man is married to this gal when we follow him as he leaves the bedroom and pauses to contemplate his wedding picture, and we see her there. Then the dating service breaks in with an offer to change this man's life completely, and you get the picture. Now, here's what I read about. The lady's featured in a restaurant whose, quote, monstrous dinner companion yaps into his cell phone, hushes her when she tries to talk, ogles another woman, and eventually says, "Happy anniversary, honey," before sauntering alone out the door. This disenchanted wife eyes a sympathetic gentleman on a bar stool and smiles alluringly at him, end quote. And, of course, then we have the pitch for the dating service that'll help you cheat on your husband or your wife. Okay. I agree with the writer of this article. That's DeRoy Murdoch. Oh, Murdoch. Contributing this article for Human Events. When he said, quote, "If this ad discouraged spousal self-absorption, it would be a home run. Ditto if it promoted marriage counseling or suggested that everyone exercise extreme caution before picking a spouse. But something completely different is for sale," end quote. And then here comes the dating service to the rescue, providing an opportunity for this lonely woman to have an affair. But like the beer commercials, you know, they never take you down Skid Row or into the homes where drunken father is beating up his wife while his five-year-old child watches, terrified, or to sit beside the young lady whose virtue was stolen by a low-down skunk who got her drunk and took advantage of her. No, they never show you that. So the horrors for sale commercials don't tell you the whole story, like the abortion industry. All the nasty facts about abortion are hidden. Got to be able to kill those babies, you know, protect the racket at all costs. Interesting that smokers have to read past all sorts of warnings. You can't buy a candy bar without, it seems, being warned of hazards to your health. Hey, you can't even buy tires for your car without being warned of cancer-causing toxins. But you can't get the truth about alcohol, marijuana, homosexuality, teen sexuality, teen sexual promiscuity. You watch. When they get this new one running full steam in our culture, well, they won't be required to warn you of the consequences to you and your family. You know, warning, this behavior may destroy your marriage. Anyway, this fellow, DeRoy Murdoch, thinks these commercials are a legitimate threat to marriage, whereas gay marriage is not something to be concerned about. Curious, isn't it? I mean, the moral compass in this country is just spinning around in circles and cannot find direction. He is critical, perhaps scornful is the right word, that, quote, key gay marriage foes are mum, end quote. And he names Rick Santorum, Maggie Gallagher, Willard Mitt Romney, and the Focus on the Family. Well, look, I don't know what to say about these folks, but as for me, I don't get TV, and I had never heard about these ads until I picked it up recently from a forward I received originating with the California Legislative Center. Now, if Mr. DeRoy Murdoch thinks the essential concern we have with gay marriage is what we fear it might do to heterosexual marriages, he's a foolish simpleton. The problem with homosexual marriage is that it redefines marriage. Hello? It promotes a lifestyle that is life-threatening. Those participating in it live in the shadow of a life expectancy of something like 45 years of age, and with most dying earlier. The entire culture of the homosexual community is premised on a philosophy of pansexuality, meaning absolutely anything goes between so-called consenting adults, that marriage ought to be redefined to include any committed relationship of any configuration. I mean, the culture of the homosexual community promotes a point of view that says effectively any form of sexuality is natural, including pedophilia, bestiality, and other forms that are unmentionable in polite company, and that someone's sexuality identifies them in such a way that for society to deny them expression of it publicly is to deny them the freedom of self-expression. You see, look, the point being that our objection to so-called gay marriage is not now, nor was it ever, about two men or two women wanting to walk around town as a married couple. It has always been about breaking down cultural resistance to their lifestyle and making homosexuality an accepted alternate lifestyle choice, no longer regarded as deviant or perverse, thus throwing the doors open to encourage so many confused kids to get wrapped up in that life-destroying lifestyle. So, Mr. DeRoy, you have way oversimplified the issue. But if you are wondering where the socio-conservatives are on this dating service issue, alive and well, I assure you. Okay, I got to take a short break. Call in and register your opinion. Call 1-888-770-8000 and leave a message for me. And remember, if you want me to return your call, leave your number and ask me to call you. I usually return calls the same day the show airs, but sometimes I'm traveling and I don't get my messages right away. So please do be patient. Call me at 1-888-770-8000. The number again is 1-888-770-8000. And our tradition is this. If you agree, well, then you just call and say, lights on. And if you're in a hurry, hang up and take off about your business. If you disagree, you can say, lights off, hang up, and go on about your business. Or you may leave as long a message for me as you like. I'll be right back.
Church is not the place to be trolling for chicks, and it's not a talent show for rockers. So if you want a rock concert, call Ticketmasters. But if you're looking for a church that takes the lordship of Jesus seriously, and you can endure sound doctrine proclaimed straight from the Bible with the preaching that tells it like it is, without fear or compromise, come to the Lighthouse, where we are shining the light of God's truth to help families safely navigate through the moral storms of our day. Call 347-9887 for more information. See our ad in the Coastal Pages directory.
Truth served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Is going to church for you like walking on a treadmill? You keep going and going and getting nowhere? Have you and your family really grown closer to the Lord Jesus? Are you being challenged to grow in His grace? Or are you allowed to hide your lack of spiritual growth under the cover of so-called grace? Come to the church that makes a difference. Lighthouse Baptist Church, guiding families through the moral storms of our day. Call 347-9887 for more information. See our ad in the Coastal Pages directory.
The Brain Massage Show releases truth antibodies in the brain that attack and destroy liberal lies.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, Brain Masseur, Captain America sidekick, Paul Litter's Lantern and Lighter. Ready to complete your brain massage for today? Ready to light the lanterns in the Belfry Arch? Now, we've got some good news. I mentioned yesterday that for the first time since Roe v. Wade, most Americans identify as pro-life. A recent Harris poll found 51% as pro-life now. We are winning. Let us just hope we can take the victory soon enough before we completely lose our freedom of speech. That's the only way we have of battling the communist takeover of our government, by the way. The public is beginning to wake up and to smell the Obama stink. Approval rating down to 48%, which is the lowest of any president at this time in his administration. And according to a recent Rasmussen poll, 62% oppose government-run Obamacare. In fact, only 27% nationwide want a single-payer government-provided health care system. But can we get this thing to stop before we head over the cliff into a free fall? I mean, a free fall into socialism and communism? Some would say we're already in it. I've been wanting to address economics from a biblical point of view because I've discovered, actually I saw this some years ago, that much of the grassroots support for Obamatics comes from religious liberals who actually believe that socialism and even communism is a biblical approach to economic justice. Now here's an article titled, quote, "Did Christianity Cause the Crash?" End quote. Hannah Rosen is the author, and I must say she did her homework. She traces the current attitudes of the name-it, claim-it, blab-it, grab-it crowd that we have been concerned about for many years, all the way back to Oral Roberts and his publication of a book titled Seed Faith. She, I think rightly, includes guys like Joel Osteen in his version of what we call the prosperity gospel. You know, the Jesus died so you can live easy thing. Essentially, the idea is that just like you are saved by grace through faith, well, you get new houses by grace through faith, too. And this fit very nicely in with the government pushing banks to make loans to people who did not qualify. As early as 2008, one professor of religious studies at the University of California at Riverside warned, quote, "Narratives of how God blessed me with my first house, despite my credit, were common. And sermons declaring, 'It's your season to overflow,' supplanted messages of economic sobriety and disinterested sacrifice. Yet as folks were testifying about, you know, what God can do, little attention was paid to a predatory subprime mortgage industry, relaxed credit standards, or the dangers of using one's home equity as an ATM," end quote. Well said. Silly Christianettes who populate these sometimes large and sometimes average-sized prosperity gospel centers are going around talking about how, you know, quote, "Once I was renting and now God let me own my own home," end quote, or, quote, "I was afraid of the loan officer, but God directed him to ignore my bad credit and bless me with my first home," end quote. Oh, my soul. Anyway, this reporter dug into all of this and discovered that one theme that emerged in the many lawsuits that were being filed against banks for what is called predatory lending practices was, quote, "how banks teamed up with pastors to win over new customers for subprime loans," end quote. Interesting. Well, at the end of the day, there are users and abusers in every walk of life. Most of them are in the lawyer profession, but in answer to Hannah Rosen's question, "Did Christianity cause the crash?" The answer, a resounding no. But in the same way, some religious liberals today take verses like turn the other cheek, rip them from their context, and use them to shape a political philosophy that is effectively 180 degrees out of phase with genuine Christianity. Likewise, the prosperity preachers take isolated texts and construct a theology that is alien to the genuine faith and, in fact, bears very little resemblance to it. Now, look, God does promise to reward honest labor, and he warns against indebtedness in the strongest possible language. Industry, diligence, ingenuity. There's a good one. Quote, "I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions," end quote. Proverbs 8:12. While there are many places where God expresses a willingness to bless his people, in not one instance does he offer such a promise as an unconditional commitment. The old Christian work ethic of hard work and thrifty management of resources is the way Christians are directed by the Bible. This nonsense promoted by the prosperity preachers is nothing but a bunch of foolishness. All right, I can see that I'm not going to be able to go into my biblical economics lesson today. So here's what I'm going to do. Some of you have not yet noticed. Folks, hey, I offer two complete separate new brain massage shows each weekend now. The first one airs on Saturday, and then another new one airs on Sunday. You see, we used to repeat the Saturday show on Sunday, and some of you still think that's what we do. No, two new shows each weekend. Now I offer two new shows each week that air Saturday and Sunday. Now, the problem I've been having is that when I want to do a series of shows, well, news events come up that absolutely require my attention. So having two shows in the weekend now allows me to do something here. I'm going to take my Saturday show to address whatever in the news is pressing and demanding a response from moi. As ever, adding clear-headed insights that help us rightly interpret the significance of the top news stories of the week. And then on Sunday, I'll do the series type of things when one comes up, when I feel one is needed. And for example, I'm convinced God-fearing patriots need to get the truth about what the Creator has said on the subject of economics. From the story we looked at a moment ago, and the crises we face at present, and the fact that Obama has invited an army of communists into his government who are attempting to convert our economy from free market capitalism to communism, or to what might be called a kind of capitalist version of communism, and I'll explain that in one of my shows, or aristocratic communism, the fact that almost all the support he is getting is coming from people who identify themselves as Christians, who believe the government ought to confiscate the wealth of a nation and take responsibility in their own hands to distribute it evenly to all of its citizens. And they imagine this is the Christian thing to do. Now, I mean, this really has to be addressed. And so I'm going to do a series on that subject beginning next week. And I'll air these on the Sunday show. Saturday will be dedicated to addressing the pressing top stories of the week from a distinctly biblical point of view, the perspective of our founders, by the way. And then Sunday, I'll offer a series of very enlightening talks on biblical economics, which will, of course, be set within the context of our current fight to hold on to our religious and political freedoms, which, by the way, are indeed inextricably tied to our free market economic system. Make no mistake about that. All right, to my wonderful audience. We are working hard to expand the reach of our radio shows. A team of volunteers has committed to help us get these shows on as many radio stations as possible. We hope to extend the reach of the show from coast to coast eventually. One of the ways we are going to do it is by presenting the show to every radio station in America over a period of time and attempt to convince them to air the show. Another thing we've talked about is purchasing our own radio station. One thing we're doing right now is expanding our internet exposure. By the way, right now, you can subscribe to our podcast of the Brain Massage shows so that every new show that is posted will be automatically downloaded to your iPod. How about that? You can go to our website. It's santamarialighthouse.org. Click on the Get the Brain Massage podcast link that is located beneath the Brain Massage logo on the bottom right of the main page, and you'll see the thinker there. Right under that, you'll see the link. Click there, and you can go in there and subscribe to the podcast. By the way, we are working up our own special logo for the Brain Massage show, and I think you'll love it. But more on that when we've finished it. And we are working to upgrade the website so that all of our brain massagers will be available for immediate download to anyone interested, together with a search mechanism in there allowing you to type in a keyword and have each brain massage show that addresses that topic come up for you, or at least the title of it. Now, we're planning to post the script of the brain massage shows and offer an opportunity for you to post your response. Now, these are fully documented so that you can see what resources I have used to support my various statements and quotations and so on. And we're planning to break out of these scripts an article to be published in various papers. But this has become more of a time-consuming issue than I thought it was going to be, so we're reapproaching it. And it's going to be done eventually, but I've got some tweaking to do on that project. And, hey, you'll love this. We are launching a summer camp program that you'll just have to insist that your kids and grandkids get enrolled in and attend. We're going to begin with a one-week, we haven't decided on a name yet, but something like maybe Alexander Hamilton Memorial Camp. You know, some of you might remember a while back I brought out the fact that Alexander Hamilton desired to start something he called the Constitutional Christian Society. His desire was to organize chapters in every state that would labor to promote the Constitution and the need to encourage Christians to participate in government. Now, we have no interest in endorsing candidates, but we certainly have a desire to encourage the influences of Christianity, genuine Christianity, throughout our society, including our government. And one way to accomplish this is to reaffirm the role of Christianity in our heritage. The kids need to be exposed to the rich tradition of our Christian heritage. They need to be told the truth about the foundations of our liberties that are rooted in the scriptures and the Bible. During this coming summer, the Lighthouse Baptist Church is going to host a summer camp that will explain the biblical roots of our liberties. The decorations are going to be in keeping with the historical period in which we're discussing these things. Appearances of George Washington, James Madison, John Q. Adams, and others in full costume will speak to the kids And adults, too, by the way. Adults will be certainly welcome to come. It will be exceptionally well done. We'll offer more details as we approach this event, but the kids will be exposed to the truth about our Christian heritage. The lessons will be graded, of course, for all the kids and presented in a way that will be stimulating, interesting, and exciting. Well, now, I've got to move toward a conclusion here. What do you say, my dear friends? How about Reed comparing the Republicans who want to stop the government takeover of health care, comparing them to those who resisted ending slavery? Excuse me? This is amazing. Maybe that fella forgot which political party resisted ending slavery and which one fought hard to end slavery in this country. Hey, these liberals just can't get their history straight. Reed might be forgiven for this outrageous statement if he was at least talking to the right people, his fellow Democrats. Check your history. 'Twas the Democrats who opposed the abolition of the slave trade in this country. The Republicans are the ones who were on the right side of history on that one, buddy. And any Republican opposing the takeover of the health industry by the government is on the right side of history there, too, fella. Steele observed, quote, maybe the pressure has cost Reed his ability to reason, end quote. Well, no. Liberalism is an infection of the soul that confuses their ability to reason clearly. Anyway, I've lit the lights in the belfry arch that signal the enemies on the march. The Marxists are coming, the Marxists are coming. They're here. They've infiltrated. Actually, they've been invited into our government. Get these shows into all the hands you can. Check in, my fellow reveres. Call in and let me know you see the lights are on. Call 1-888-770-8000. That is 1-888-770-8000. And say lights on if you agree with me. And we'll commit to spread the word. If you disagree, well, it's easy to register your thumbs down vote. Just call in and say, lights off. But be careful when you hang up the phone real hard. You might break it. Also, you can reach me by email. Go to our website. It's getting closer to completion all the time. Of course, I've said that enough. Go to our website. Click on the Contact Us button in the menu bar on top under the lighthouse. It'll take you to a page where you might have to scroll down a bit, but you'll see a place where you can register your vote for today's show. Lights on or lights off. And you can also leave me as long an email message as you like. That's at SantaMariaLighthouse.org. The number to call, 1-888-770-8000. The place to go on the web, SantaMariaLighthouse.org. God bless you. God save America. And I'll see you in church.
Warning. Persons listening to this show are exposed to the truth. This has proved to be deeply disturbing to liberals, sometimes causing mental disorientation and distraction. If you are a liberal and operating heavy equipment or are engaged in potentially life-threatening activity, be forewarned. Pastor Scheidbach is about to make you mad. To say the brain massage show is thought-provoking is like saying the hydrogen bomb makes a lot of noise. Both true and both way entertaining. For a complete brain massage experience, tune in Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. Brain Masseur is preparing to massage your brain with stimulating insights.
Lighthouses have inspired our best songwriters, poets, and painters. They symbolize faithfulness, bravery, truth. Many families are like ships adrift in a troubled sea. A recent study showed that our teens prefer the traditional stable two-parent family modeled by Ozzy and Harriet in the 50s to the bizarre, dysfunctional family modeled by Ozzy Osbourne. But they have little hope in their marriages will last. The dominant influences in their lives reinforce the message of moral ambivalence that has destroyed so many families in America. Our peer-sensitive kids are constantly barraged by messages of disdain for Christianity. And yet, it is in Christianity that our families can find the help and support they need to achieve the family stability they desire. But there is a lighthouse for the family, shining the light of truth, piercing the darkness of deceit that has settled over our land. And that is why the word lighthouse is in our name. Visit the Lighthouse Baptist Church, 1310 West Betteravia Road in Santa Maria. Look for the lighthouse. Call 347-9887 for more information.
Your next brain massage is scheduled for this Saturday at 7:30 a.m. and Sunday at 7 a.m.